This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A lot to get into in the sports world. As we all know, college football was interesting. Lots of upsets. Major League Baseball postseason in full throttle. We're down to the Final Four. NBA basketball literally right around the corner. Next Wednesday is when that all gets started. And yes, the king of all, the NFL. We've got a lot to talk about. And to do it with me is Mike Wilson. Mike, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, Dorf. And you just hit it on the head, man. There's a lot to talk about from college football to even boxing last night. So let's get this thing going.
I agree, man. Just an unbelievable day in the sports world here on Sunday. As we all know, we are live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We love your thoughts. We love your opinions. Let's hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, and we're going to talk to him about what's going on in Major League Baseball as we have two series underway, the Brewers and Dodgers tied up at one, and then also the other series, Astros and Red Sox, and the Astros steal game one on the road. So good stuff. We're just getting loose, just getting warmed up, a lot to get into. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Lot to get into, lot to talk about. Major League Baseball is definitely on my mind. As you all know, I'm a huge Milwaukee Brewer fan, born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin. Milwaukee should be its own state, to be honest with you, but born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin. But yes, grew up in Milwaukee, and the Milwaukee Brewers are near and dear to my heart. They obviously take a loss against the Dodgers in Game 2, going back to L.A. for Game 3, tied up 1-1 in that series. And then on the other side, you have the Houston Astros and the Boston Red Sox, and the Red Sox go down in Game 1. And not without controversy, though. There's always some controversy in these things. But to talk about this, we bring on our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. John, good morning. You got Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks, guys. Hope you are as well.
No complaints. You know, I'm right now. I'm kind of in one of those overdrive moments where, you know what, my Milwaukee Brewers are in the NLCS playing against the Dodgers, and you know, when you get here, you expect great things to happen. But with that being said, you then have to make all the right moves. You have to push all the right buttons. Game one, I honestly felt like a little bit of luck took place because of the way that Craig Counsell decided to use the bullpen. And then game two seemed to be a little bit of a repercussion from what happened in game one, because you didn't have the usage of a guy like Hader, who is so tough to hit when you pitch him for three innings. And I understand the magnitude and the importance of winning game one, John, but to not have that arm available for game two really, really put the Brewers' bullpen in a bind. What say you?
Yeah, I can't disagree, although I guess we've seen over the last couple of months of the season that Hader has not been as effective in the second game of back-to-back appearances. So perhaps Counsell's thought was, let's lock up one for sure and worry about tomorrow when it comes. But I guess the thought that I have is that this clearly is going to be a series where home field advantage needs to be taken advantage of. And clearly, everybody knows the Dodgers' goal to go into Milwaukee was to win at least one game. Then they've got three at home. And, you know, if the Dodgers play well for three games in L.A., the series doesn't go back to Milwaukee. But you and I exchanged texts on this a couple of times over the weekend, and I think we agree that council did overmanage a little bit. He almost struck me with this bullpen, which is a great bullpen, and if properly used, should be a deadly weapon. But I kind of got the impression he was kind of like a kid with a brand new toy, that he kept going back to it one too many times. And you made a comment to me yesterday in one of our exchanges that you thought he'd overmanaged, and quite frankly, I agree.
Mike, you want to jump on it?
John, now going, you know, you look at the Astros and the Red Sox here, and you just look, you look at Justin Verlander, you know, he's 35, 36 years old, and he pitched the way he's been pitching at this old age. What do you account this to? I mean, you really don't see this a lot of times with a guy, you know, with an old pitcher like this. But what has been Verlander's key to success?
Well, I think he's one of these guys that has looked after his body over the years. You know, he's not overweight. He looks as though he's still as athletic as he was in his early 20s. I think he's been rejuvenated by going to Houston after a couple of down years in Detroit. Clearly, he felt that there was no titles to be won by staying in Detroit, and I think in a perfect world, he would have liked to have seen the Tigers rebuild a little quicker and finish his career with the Tigers. But Houston was a great opportunity for him. Obviously, they won last year. He's now looking to make it two in a row. But I think this guy is the ultimate pro. He's just one of those guys that continues to come back. He looks after himself. He respects the game. He respects the tradition of the game. And last night, he was really dealing. Everything that he was throwing was moving nicely. That curveball was buckling guys at the knees, especially left-handed hitters where the ball is coming into them. His four-seam fastball, he was biting the corners, and he really didn't start to come unstuck until the fifth inning. And quite frankly, I thought that in the fifth inning he got squeezed a little bit by the plate umpire. I thought the plate umpire was tremendously inconsistent throughout the game with his strike zone for both teams. And, you know, it was kind of an awkward situation. Verlander was, I think he'd thrown 40-some pitches or 50-some pitches through four innings. He'd thrown almost the minimum number of pitches, but then all of a sudden in the fifth inning it came apart. He walked a couple of guys on what I thought were questionable pitches, tied the game at two, but then the Astros came back and he ended up on the right side of the score. Frankly, I was after the fifth inning, I was a little bit surprised that he came back out for the sixth, but he acquitted himself well, clearly got his confidence back. I think the guy's just a pro. And I think he respects the game, and that to me is very important, and hopefully it will continue.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. John, I want to go back to the Brewers and the Dodgers for a quick moment. You know, you look at the relief pitchers, and Jeffress has obviously been a real bad spot in that pen. You know, he pitched game one, pitched game two, wasn't really good in game one, didn't look very sharp, didn't look sharp in game two. What does Craig Counsell need to do with this bullpen? Is he going to have to shorten it? Is he going to have to trust his starting pitcher maybe a little bit more? Because personally, that's what I would have done with Miley, only 74 pitches in, and he pulls the guy, only gave up that one hit. I don't know. I just felt like he panicked a little bit, and then that's where I felt like he overmanaged to a certain degree, because why not stick with this guy? He gave up one hit, and he didn't look like he was in any trouble to me. Again, only 74 pitches in. I think you pulled him too quick.
I agree. I think what he's got to do is he's got to shorten that bullpen in some way, shape, or form, and maybe rely on it for five innings at the most, maybe six in an absolute pinch if they've had an off day the day before. I was a little surprised that he pulled both of the starting pitchers, quite frankly. I would have gone with Gonzalez a little longer than two innings in game one as well. I'd at least let them run through the order once, because at some point in time, you know, you've raised the point several times that the more times a hitter sees a pitcher, the more the odds go with the batter. We see this in an individual at bat where you see a guy foul off a number of pitches and he gets an 8, 9, 10 pitch at bat. the next time he's up, he's probably going to get a hit because whatever the pitcher is going to throw, he's seen before. So there are no surprises. And I would, in a short series, you're going to have that as well, because it's not like you're seeing a team that you haven't seen for a month. You've seen them yesterday, or you've seen them the day before, and you've seen them 2 days before. I'd be leaning on that starting pitching a little bit longer. It did well for them during the season. They're in a shorter series. They can afford to shorten the starting rotation by one player. I think that's mainly where he overmanaged. And I think with Hader throwing three innings, I think that was a bit of a mistake as well. Although, to your point, he really needed to make sure he nailed down game one. But I think there was a price to be paid for that. And I think we saw that yesterday. And frankly, I think the Brewers let a great opportunity slip away yesterday. They won game one. They were up 3-0 relatively late in the game in game two, and all of a sudden they end up losing the game. That can't be good for their confidence. So I think Council has got some work to do in terms of getting this team ready for the three games in Los Angeles coming up.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, you know, we're talking about the bullpen for the Brewers here, and we got the Dodgers bullpen. Are they equal, or maybe even better than the Brewers bullpen?
Well, I think the Dodgers bullpen's been a little bit inconsistent. And of course, the health issues with Jansen have added to some inconsistency there. I think the Dodgers game is get six innings out of your starter, and then you've got a pretty good bullpen. You can piece it together rather well from there. And if you count on Jansen for the ninth inning, you've really only got two innings to worry about. I don't think Dave Roberts is managing badly, but he could have got caught yesterday if the game had gone into extra innings, because by about the sixth inning, he was totally out of position players. And if anybody had have gotten hurt, he'd have ended up having to put a pitcher in as a position player in a key game. I would have been holding one guy back. I don't know why he don't do that.
It's a good point. John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us here on the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side. We'll get into more of what we see on the fields of play right now with the Brewers and the Dodgers and the Astros and the Red Sox. And I know you guys touched on that a little bit. 7-2 there, the Astros win game one. 4-3, Dodgers win game two. 6-5 in that game one against the Dodgers for the Brewers. So anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. Come back and we'll continue the conversation with John Poulter, professor of sports. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number.
800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, and we're hanging out with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, talking Major League Baseball. And we spent a good portion of that time talking some Brewer baseball with the Dodgers right now, and rightfully so, a little further in that series as they're both knotted up, 1-1 going back to L.A. for a game on Monday. Astros and Red Sox will get after it again later today, and the Astros win that game pretty convincingly, 7-2. You know, Mike was talking a little bit about Verlander and you know, how he's been so good and just an unbelievable career, and obviously loving the chance of winning there in Houston versus what was going on there in Detroit. But I said to you last week, John, I felt that the Astros were the most complete baseball team left in this tournament, and I still feel that way. I think they're hot at the right time. I think they're very good offensively, defensively, pitching, relief, you name it. They've really seemed to be, at least in my humble opinion, the most complete baseball team, and they displayed that once again against the Red Sox on Saturday.
Yeah, they're a complete team. You know, we've talked about this previously, and when we've agreed that, you know, they've got everything. They've got defense, they've got power, they've got pitching, they've got depth, they've got bullpen, they've got closers, and quite frankly, I think they've got one of the better managers in the game in A.J. Hinch. I know he spent some time in the dugout in Arizona, but, you know, primarily he has not had a great deal of experience managing, but he's put this squad together along with general manager Jeff Luhnow. They're playing good baseball. They seem to be a team that has good chemistry. And for some reason or other, George Springer just seems to become a different – I mean, he's a good ball player, but he just seems to become a superstar once the postseason lights come on. We've seen this in 2017. We're now seeing it in 2018. He's getting key hits at the right time. He's getting homers out of the leadoff spot that's putting the Astros in the driver's seat and allowing that pitching staff to hold that lead. Altuve is starting to come around again. Correa's starting to come around again. Alex Bregman's had a great season. In my mind, Bregman and Mookie Betts are the 1-2 candidates for the AL MVP. I just think this is a very, very good baseball team, and it would never surprise me if they were repeat winners of the World Series. I think they're that good. One of the things we saw last night was Boston sort of fall apart defensively. There was a play at third base that Nunez had a room service double play ball bounced to him. It was in his glove. He went to transfer it to his hand to throw it to second base to get the lead runner. He dropped the ball, and that was kind of when the floodgates opened. Game was 3-2 going to the ninth inning. The Red Sox obviously felt they would have had a chance if they could have come up behind one in the ninth inning, but then the Astros go ahead and put four add-on runs on the board, make the score 7-2, which helps them, from a strategy standpoint. It takes the bunt away from Boston in the bottom of the ninth. They're obviously playing for more than one run at that point. And it also allows the Astros to rest their bullpen a little bit more, so we see McHugh in the ninth inning rather than Osuna. So now we've got the opportunity to see Osuna tonight in a close game if the Astros feel that they need him. So everything's kind of falling into place for them. They had a number of key injuries to key players over the course of the season. Those guys were able to rest. They were healthy. They're now back. And for guys that normally play every day, they've had that little bit of time off because of those injuries. They're fresh players, and that team is so deep, it's great to have those players. So all in all, I think Houston is in the driver's seat right now, but Boston is still going to be a tough team to get through. If Boston wins tonight, you know, we're all square going back to Houston, and at that point, anything can happen.
Go ahead, Mike. Jump on in.
I was just going to start talking about Chris Sale here and his struggles. Is he just not 100%? I mean, he looked like he was struggling out the gate last night. He had trouble finding the strike zone. Wasn't really getting some defense from his guys. But I mean, overall, I just looked at Sale and just thought, you know, I don't think this guy's 100% back from his injury. What do you think, John?
I agree with you. I don't think he's close to 100%, Mike. And obviously, you know, he's been on the DL twice this season with a shoulder injury, and that's a serious issue with any player, but certainly with a starting pitcher, and for a guy like Sale that has that awkward delivery, I think it's doubly troublesome. If I was Boston ownership and if I was Alex Cora, I'd be a little concerned that my number one guy is not 100%. David Price goes tonight, and we all know what kind of struggles he's had historically in the postseason. So this could be very much a make-or-break game for the Red Sox in terms of where they go.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us here, breaking down the Major League Baseball postseason, obviously down to the final four, Dodgers and Brewers in the NL. And then in the AL, you have the Astros and the Boston Red Sox. And again, Astros on top 1-0 there. Brewers and Dodgers going back to LA 1-1. Hey, let me ask you this, John. You know, we've talked about the pitching rotations and how everything needs to be set up. Who, in your humble opinion right now, has their pitching rotation set up the best moving forward for the playoffs?
I'd have to look at Houston, again, because their pitching staff, their starting pitching staff, has not been overused. They've been getting good starts out of all of the people that they've been using. And on top of that, they got a couple of guys in the bullpen that have histories of starting pitchers. So they're guys that can come in a long relief role, or they're guys that can come in a situation where somebody gets hurt or perhaps a starter gets sick the day of the game. They don't have to scramble to find a substitute, and I think that's very important. And again, it's another piece of their depth. The Dodgers don't seem to want to go any length of time with their starters. Milwaukee seems to be going with this maximum two, maximum three innings, as we've talked from their standpoint of starters. The Red Sox, we've got the troubles that we've discussed. Chris Sale, obviously not 100%. David Price with his ongoing postseason problems. So I have to think that by default, it's the Astros. I just don't see it any other way, and we all know what a big piece of postseason baseball starting pitching is. It's at least 70%, in my opinion. I think that's one of the key reasons the Astros are as good as we think they are.
Well, and not only that, I would say that, you know, with the experience of them being in the World Series last year, winning the World Series, I would personally say, in my humble opinion, they're the favorites to win it again. They have the most experience. I know the Dodgers have been in the postseason a lot as of late. Obviously, they got to the World Series. That experience can hurt them. And that leads me to my next point, where I think that, personally, you know, Craig Counsell, if I'm him, what I do is I play this game more like a player. Instead of being like a manager. And therefore, what he should have done was felt the game a little bit better, realizing that Miley had a great control of the game. Giving up that one hit wasn't a big deal. It didn't rattle him. It didn't shake him. But again, I think that he should use the player mentality versus the analytical mentality, which I'm not taking anything away from him, because personally, he's been an analytical genius throughout the season. But at certain points and times, you have to go with feel. You have to go with your gut. And I think that that's where some of these managers who have been there before will do that instead of what Craig Counsell did, at least in my humble opinion, in not only game one, but game two as well.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. You know, it's the old story. You don't fix something that isn't broken. And I think the classic example of that is Verlander last night. He clearly struggled in the fifth inning after breezing through the first four. But Hinch brought him out for the sixth inning because he just had a gut feeling that a pro like Verlander was going to get it back and not have another bad inning where he had two in a row. I think that's the situation. If that was Counsell, I think we would have seen the opposite. I think we would have seen Verlander sat out going to the bullpen for the sixth inning rather than bringing Verlander back. So I think there's a little bit of the experience factor there as well, Andy.
Yep. It all works its way out in some way, shape, or form. And hopefully the Milwaukee Brewers can rebound. You know what? They were going to lose a game sooner or later, right, guys? I mean, they had won 12 straight games. So sooner or later, you're going to lose a game, and you have to rebound. Yelich needs to get that back going. And you know what? Just play hard, man. Hopefully they can get by the Dodgers, and we can relive 1982, right? John, as always, appreciate your time. Look forward to talking to you next week about what's going on in baseball. But again, we're going to have to talk about some hockey pretty soon because I do know that that's going on as well. So thank you very much for your time, John.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care and look forward to chatting next week.
Good stuff from John Poulter, a professor of sports. Hang tight, everybody. We're going to get into some college football, some NFL football, and whatever is on your mind, too. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. Use scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook, the bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration spray and gel, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration spray and gel for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Don't go into a football betting weekend blind. Listen to four-time champion handicapper Ron Raymond from The Raymond Report as Ron will share his pro and college football forecast each and every Friday night with Fred Wallen on the Sports Byline Radio Network. Get the latest tip sheet information sports bettors are trusting with their money.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Hit Mike up on Twitter as well. It's Pigskin Opinion. All right, Pigskin Opinion, Mr. Football. Let's talk a little bit about what happened in the college football world on Saturday. And yes, there were some upsets, Mike Wilson. Not for Alabama, but for Georgia at number two. They go down to LSU, and that was going to be a tough game having to go play at LSU. Ohio State, they got by a little bit of a scare from my Minnesota Golden Gophers in the first half anyway.
A little bit.
They were able to open it up there in the second half. Notre Dame really got by a very close one against Pittsburgh. And those teams always seem to play pretty tight games. Iowa State, they always seem to come up with some big victories. And once again, they did that against West Virginia, a team that was number six in the country. Here in the Pac-12, where you and I are a little bit more involved with the teams that we watch a lot, Oregon gets it done against Washington, and that was an ABC game, so that was a good game for a lot of people to watch around the country. Penn State goes down to Michigan State. Texas squeaks by Baylor 23-17. UCF squeaks by Memphis. Wisconsin goes down to Michigan, and Michigan wins that one pretty emphatically, to be quite honest with you. It was hard to watch. I did watch that game. Tough day for Wisconsin sports in general. The Brewers lose. The Badgers lose. Thank God the Packers don't play. They get to wait until Monday to play the San Francisco 49ers. But Florida beats Vanderbilt. Miami loses to Virginia. Colorado goes down to USC, another game in the Pac-12. Auburn loses to Tennessee. Texas A&M gets it done over South Carolina. So as you could hear from a lot of the scores I gave you, Mike Wilson, and those that are listening, a lot of upsets, a big shakeup in the college football ranks yesterday.
Yeah, a big shakeup yesterday, and once again, it just proves you gotta lace them up. You can't take anybody for granted because once you start doing that, you're gonna get bit in the backside. And some teams got bit for sure yesterday, and some teams got nibbled on a little bit yesterday. But came out the other side, like you said, Notre Dame. Ohio State, even though they won by a few scores, they were struggling. I think the game of the day was probably the Oregon-Washington game. Goes into overtime. They were tied, I think, at the end of each quarter going into overtime. And Oregon just made the plays. And Oregon, you know what? As much as this bothers me, being an Oregon State guy, Oregon may have the best quarterback in the country with Justin Herbert. And even John Elway was at the game, the Oregon-Washington game yesterday, and he was checking out things. But, a lot of good football, a lot of upsets, a lot of near upsets, and we're getting into that time of the year where, you know, these teams that are ranked in the top 10, top 15, they got to start taking care of business because we all know you lose late, you're done. Better to lose early than to lose late. So we'll see what happens coming down the stretch of the college football season.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing some of these teams that you're way more familiar with that are in your own conference, right. And they can bite you. They may have a great game plan set aside for you. And personally, I think that that's what happened to Colorado at USC. I mean, Colorado's been relatively impressive. USC has not been all that impressive, let's be honest. But right. they played a heck of a game and scored a lot of points in that second quarter. And, you know, it was just too much for Colorado to overcome from that second quarter. 21 points to Colorado, 7 points. That's really the difference in the football game. So, and it just seemed like they were a little bit out of sorts. And, you know, you go to those tough, hostile environments where you're going to have to play your best game. Sometimes that just doesn't happen. With that being said, what's impressed me with Oregon is, you know, they've got a first-year coach there where Chip Kelly had tons of success running his style. Talk a little bit about the difference in styles. And you know what? This Oregon team, like you said, 5-1, relatively impressive with how they are playing in this guy's first year.
Exactly. You know, Cristobal, you know, coming into this season, there's a lot of people that weren't exactly on the Cristobal train because of the Las Vegas Bowl debacle, as many Ducks fans would call, where they just got bullied around the field by Boise State. But what Cristobal has been able to do, he's been able to get his kind of guys and his OKGs, you know, they call it our kind of guy. And what he's done with that system that Chip Kelly made so famous at Oregon is to tweak it a little bit. Okay, they're still going to try and go fast, but they're going to try and bully you around the field. I mean, that offensive line for Oregon, they were tough. They were physical. They've been tough and physical all year. They're probably, maybe besides Stanford, could be the one offensive line that, you know, is not scared of a Washington Husky defensive line. And they're going to come after you. So Cristobal has blended, you know, the fast and furious offense that Chip had, but put his own spin on it with a good amount of toughness. And we're just going to bully you around the field. And I think to an extent, that's why they had success with Washington yesterday up at Austin Stadium in Eugene.
Well, and speaking of bullying around a football field, let's be honest. Alabama does it better than anybody, at least from what I've seen. Do you have any news on Tua? Because he did leave the game with a knee injury. I don't know what his status is moving forward, but I would think he'll be okay. And I would think that even if he isn't, you know, you do have the luxury of going to Jalen Hurts. I know he's not Tua, but at the same time, he does have a lot of starting experience. Saban knows how to use him. Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is can anybody match what Alabama is going to bring offensively with that offensive line, defensively with their defensive line, and, you know, the way that they're able to shut teams down? Does anybody match up from what you've seen, your eye test, does anybody match up with Alabama at this point?
No. it's Alabama and everybody else. You know, they are such an offensive juggernaut with Tua. They do lose a little bit if they go to Hurts, if they have to, but let's face it. I mean, Hurts was, he was like 26-2 or something like that as a starter. You know, he won SEC title games. He's a winner. He knows how to get it done. He knows the offense. But let's face facts here. Tua just gives them a different dimension. I think you can put Tua up there as maybe one of the best, if not the best quarterback that Saban has had taking snaps for him since he's been there. Because he's that dual threat. He can get out and run around and run by you, or he has amazing touch on his throws. Some of his deep balls, buddy, are some of the best deep balls with touch I've seen in a long time. So, and you know, let's face it. When you think of Alabama, what do you think about? You think about defense and just shutting teams down, and they have that. Still, I mean, they're always going to have that because that's how Saban rolls. Saban wants that dominating defense. So you know, in the end, I don't see anybody matching them. People want to say Ohio State, but you know, if Ohio State has to struggle a little bit to get by, you know, Minnesota, you know, that really doesn't do anything for the eye test. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what you think about Notre Dame, but Notre Dame's a pretty good squad, but still, I think Alabama would handle them. So, you know, I'll just go back to my original point. No, like there's nobody that's going to challenge Alabama right now.
This could be one of the more lopsided national title runs from the Alabama Crimson Tide. But just along with some of the things that you just said, personally, look, I think Ohio State at times has trouble staying mentally focused when you are playing the likes of a Minnesota Golden Gopher team who's 3-3 on the season, 0-3 in the Big Ten. You know, Ohio State 7-0, 4-0 in the Big Ten. I think that there's absolutely a tendency to take those guys a little bit lightly, Mike, and rightfully sure. So. But at the same time, knowing that you have to at some point put the pedal to the metal and knock this team out, which is what they did in the second half. Minnesota scores two touchdowns, both in the first half, put no points up on the board in the second half. So Ohio State did play a little bit better there in the second half. And again, I think it's boredom for them. I mean, they run through the Big Ten so easily. And again, I think, you know, if you see Alabama struggle, it's going to be the same type of thing. It's a little bit of boredom. And then your thought about Notre Dame, look, I wonder about Notre Dame because of the competition that they play right. Week in and week yep. out. It's not the same type of competition that you're going to get in the Big Ten or the SEC. So ultimately, it just comes down to me whether they're battle tested enough and whether they can go into that type of a setting and play their best football against probably the best teams in the country. So that's what worries me about them. Little disappointed that Georgia wasn't able to go to LSU and flex their muscles. Instead, it was the other way. LSU, after a tough loss, they go home and they flex their muscles and beat Georgia, you know. So I was holding on to Georgia. I'll be honest with you. I thought, you know, if there's a team in the SEC that could give Alabama a problem, maybe it would be Georgia. Maybe LSU can be that team. I don't know. But again, I think Ohio State, a little bit of boredom sets in for them with this easy regular season schedule that they have of playing teams like the Gophers and other really, really not very good teams in the Big Ten. But truth be told, Alabama, in my humble opinion, like you, they're just heads and tails above everybody else. It's Alabama and everybody else.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. One of these players, though, you know, for me, though, the teams that are catching my eyes is Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State. I mean, it was mm-hmm. he threw for 412 yards, 415 yards yesterday, three TDs, 33 of 44. I mean, the kid can throw a deep ball. He can get out and move around. I mean, he's one of those kids that I'm kind of keeping my eye on for the Heisman and just – see how he does moving forward and, you know, maybe how well he may go or how high he may go as a future NFL draft pick. But I like watching Haskins, but I agree with you. You got a lot of boredom, you know, and then like you mentioned with Georgia, they lose by 20 to LSU. That Jake Fromm, who was just Mr. Stud last year, he had a bad day yesterday. I mean, he was 16 yeah. of 34 for 209. You got this number one quarterback from last year's class sitting behind him that everybody wants to see. You know, the talk is that, you know, he's going to get some time. If Fromm has another bad game, I mean, I could see the pressure being turned up on Kirby Smart a little bit to start this new freshman kid. But Georgia's still 6-1 and 4-1 in the SEC. So
I feel you, man. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause, and we're going to come back and wrap up hour number one. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
3rd and 5, Ohio State at Penn State's 24. This quick screen goes right side, K.J. Hill. He'll push it to the 20 of Penn State, to the 15. Right sideline and down. He goes to the end zone. Touchdown, K.J. Hill. 24 yards as he caught it on the right side and speared his way through the Nittany Lion defense. And it's 27-26 Ohio State.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back for the final time this hour. We've got another hour here on the horizon, and that'll be all about the NFL. As you know, we love talking NFL football, at least for the hour before the games get kicked off. And believe me, there's tons of things to talk about in the NFL, Mike Wilson. Whether or not Jameis Winston and DeSean Jackson can replicate what Jackson and Fitzpatrick were having going on there for them early in the season. The Steelers, they finally got a nice victory, but they have a tough one against the Bengals. The Chargers play the Browns, who are much improved, and that's can't believe I'm saying that out of my own voice, but I am. The Seahawks play the Raiders, who have been pretty bad this season. Bears play the Dolphins, where they may get in trouble because of the humidity. Cardinals play the Vikings, and they may get in trouble because the Vikings are just better than them. Colts and Jets, this is a really bad game, but it's going to be played because it's Sunday. Panthers and Redskins, can the Redskins stay above 500? Bills and Texans, wow, man. Texans need another victory. That's a nice one to see the Bills on the the schedule for them. Rams and Broncos, that should be interesting. Can they go to Mile High and get a victory? Jaguars, Cowboys. Jags haven't looked that great this season. Cowboys definitely haven't looked that great. So, Mike, a lot to get into, man. I'm excited to talk NFL football with you on the other side, brother.
Yeah, no, it's going to be good. And we got a Kansas City-New England game tonight, so I think it's going to, it could end up being epic.
Yeah, Pat against the Pats. Anyways, keep it close, everybody. Hour number one in the books. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump thinks the Federal Reserve is out of control for raising interest rates a third time this year. His chief economist, Larry Kudlow, defends his opinion on Fox News Sunday.
He's giving his opinion, and his concern is that the Fed might move too quickly and might choke off the economic recovery, which is now running 3-4%, okay? He's not impinging on Fed independence.
Trump blames falling stock prices on the Fed. Many Florida residents have not yet returned home because of hurricane damage, and Governor Rick Scott says they need to be careful when they do.
I know everybody wants to get back to their house. You got to be safe. The most important thing is don't touch down power lines. You know, if you use a generator, know how to use it. Don't make a mistake and use it in your, you know, in your house.
About 4,000 National Guardsmen are still dealing with the storm. Many schools are closed indefinitely, and distribution centers are doling out food and water. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
If it turns out that Saudi Arabia did order the assassination of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, President Donald Trump will see more pressure to halt military sales to the Saudis. So far, Trump tells CBS's 60 Minutes that's a bad idea.
They don't buy it from us. They're going to buy it from Russia, or they're going to buy it from China, or they're going to buy it from other countries.
The missing journalist, the critic of the Saudi government, disappeared October 2nd after visiting the Saudi consulate in Turkey. New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez is one of those who says there needs to be consequences for those involved in the disappearance.
I expected him to have already conversations with the Crown Prince. I haven't seen that by the president.
Some parents in California are questioning the appropriateness of a new school curriculum highlighting LGBTQ leaders. And Pope Francis praises two of the towering figures of the 20th century Catholic Church as prophets as he canonized the modernizing Pope Paul VI and martyred Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero along with five others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
At a campaign-style rally in Richmond, Kentucky, President Trump touted the release of American pastor Andrew Brunson, who spent nearly 2 years in detention in Turkey.
In the Oval Office of the White House, I welcome home Pastor Andrew Brunson, great man from Turkey. He is now free from jail. Think of that, 35-year jail sentence, 35 years. Not anymore.
The pastor was first detained in Turkey in October of 2016. The 50-year-old North Carolina native who flew out of Turkey on Friday says he now plans to spend time with his children and pray about the future. The Pentagon says a security breach compromised the records of tens of thousands of workers. USA's Winnie King explains.
As many as 30,000 people, both military and civilians, may have had their personal information and credit card data stolen thanks to a security breach of Defense Department travel records. Officials say the number of workers affected could go up as they continue to investigate what happened.
Just in time for Halloween, you can buy a house where a victim of the Salem witch trials once lived for just $600,000. It was built in 1638 by John Proctor, convicted of witchcraft and hanged in 1962. The Peabody Historical Society may beat you to it. Their vice president tells the Salem News the group may want to buy it and open it to the public. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, hanging out with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us in so many different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. A ton to get into this hour. Most notably, going to be a lot of NFL football, but we will take calls on the World Series as to what you think might happen, who's going to get there. Brewers and Dodgers knotted up now at 1-1. Astros with a 1-0 lead over the Red Sox. They'll play game two later on today. A ton of NFL football to talk about. NBA basketball, literally right around the corner, man. That starts on Wednesday, people. And then obviously college football going on too. So a lot to talk about. NHL hockey's going on too, Mike Wilson. I'm excited to talk to you this hour, brother. Can't wait to do it, man.
Yeah, it's going to be good stuff, man. It's a lot of big games today. There were a lot of big college games yesterday. And, we had Crawford boxing last night. I mean, there's that. I mean, he's one of the best pound-for-pound boxers around. We can talk a little bit about that. But I think we're going to be talking a lot of NFL. I mean, I just have this feeling that that's what I'm going to be doing.
You're right, man. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
From the 38 in New Orleans, moving right to left in the gun breeze. First down and 10, shotgun snap, drops back, looks long, far side. He's got a wide open receiver. It's caught at the 35, breaking the tackle, 30 from the 20 down the sideline, the 10, the 5, and it's a touchdown for Traquan Smith. Over the shoulder catch, 62 yards, and the record. Breeze has done it. With a standing ovation from over 74,000. The time is 8:34 Central Time at the Superdome in New Orleans.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. And Kevin Harlan on that call from Drew Brees and his historic night there. I mean, the guy is unbelievable, Mike Wilson, when you think about the numbers and obviously the passing yardage. And it's hard to believe that at one point he was a San Diego Charger, you know, and again, that is the right call because back in the day they were the San Diego Chargers and that's who Philip Rivers plays for now. But Drew Brees was drafted by those guys and somehow made his way to New Orleans and bam, this guy is one hell of a quarterback, Mike Wilson.
Yes, he is. yes, he very much is. He has the statistics and everything. And let's be a little honest about this. I mean, he has had the luxury of playing in a dome, you know, so, you know, you get half your games in a environmentally sound, stadium, but, nevertheless, I mean, you got to go out and you got to perform and you got to perform at a high level. And that's exactly what Drew Brees does. He's a good role model for kids. He's a good family guy. He's a good dad. He's a good husband. I mean, if you want someone to kind of look up to for your kids, I mean, if they're into that kind of thing, Drew Brees checks all the boxes, and I was extremely happy to see how he broke the record. I mean, he broke that record on like a 60-yard pass to one of his receivers, and it just brought the lid off the dome there in New Orleans. So nobody else deserves this more than Drew Brees at this moment.
No, I agree with you 100%. And they're on a bye this week. So Lions on a bye this week, Saints on a bye this week. And Lions have been playing a little bit better. The Saints seem to have figured things out a little bit. And you always wonder if that bye happens a little bit too early in the season. But you know what?
You can always use
rest whenever. But personally, I kind of like that bye somewhere around week 8 or after, because truth be told, you know, you put in half the season and you've got some of those bruises and bumps that you're going to have to kind of work over. And about midway through the season, it's really nice to have a little bit of some time off. And if you can plan it right, and I almost feel like sometimes they do this on purpose. Whoever plays that Thursday night game sometimes winds up getting that following week off. And to me, that's a huge luxury when you can do that, because you're playing early in the week. You don't have to prepare for Sunday. It's like giving yourself a little bit of a mini bye week there. And then if you couple it with a bye week right after that, it's almost like having 2 weeks off. So, if I'm not mistaken, I feel like the Patriots had that happen for them a couple of years ago. And it's interesting how they schedule things. But when that happens, it's definitely a little bit of an advantage. But me personally, I like having that bye a little bit later on in the season. Hey, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on. And let's keep it with the quarterbacks. And let's talk about this Patrick Mahomes kid who you alluded to. Sunday night game is tremendous. You have the Chiefs, who are undefeated, playing the Patriots, who have seemed to figure things out in the last couple of weeks. Obviously getting some guys healthy, Edelman coming back to that lineup, inserting Josh Gordon into that lineup, another weapon for Tom Brady to throw to on offense. But is this the spot? Is this the place where Kansas City runs into a buzzsaw and they take care of the Patriots take care of business? Or is this a spot where Patrick Mahomes continues? And to me, to be honest with you, that Patriot defense could be in a little bit of trouble with the quick gun of Patrick Mahomes, Mike.
I am in 100% agreement with you with that. Mahomes, he is Mr. Backyard Football, extend the play. And then he's fitting passes into tight windows with that arm cannon that he has on him. And let's face facts. I mean, he has a ton of weapons that he can use that Andy Reid has at his disposal. And he's just getting better every week. We thought maybe with Pittsburgh he might struggle a little bit. No, he smoked those guys. And you know, this is another one of those games where I think if you doubt this kid, he kind of feeds off of that hater mentality that people like to have these days with these new up and coming quarterbacks. So I think New England could be in for a long day with all the, not just Mahomes, but Kelsey and all the other guys that they have on that squad. So to me, this is the game of the day. I mean, this is the one I'm going to sit back and get my soda, get my popcorn, and kick my feet up on the couch and just watch it and just see what happens.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch Sunday Night Football. You have Pat playing the Pats, so it's an interesting situation there. And obviously, I'm calling Pat Patrick Mahomes, and the Patriots are the Pats. But
question for you, Dorf. I got a few for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have, you know, on Thursday night we had Philly and the Giants, right? And Philly, yep. Anybody that wants to get well, if you got the Giants on your schedule, you're just like feeling, oh, sweet, I got them on the schedule. But this whole Eli Manning thing, has Eli lost it? I mean, is he an NFL quarterback anymore?
Look, I find it interesting how we're so quick to say this guy's lost it, this guy's got it, this guy's the best, this guy's the worst. I mean, we are talking about a guy that's won two Super Bowl championships, right?
Right.
I think that their offensive line is so terrible. And I know that Saquon Barkley has been nothing short of spectacular for them. But that's all that's been spectacular when you think about it. You know, he rushed for 130 yards. He had 13 carries. He has the one touchdown. Those numbers are great. And in the passing game, he was really effective, too. Somewhere around 100 yards from there, too. But the truth is Eli has no time. Eli's out there like a deer in headlights a lot of times. And you can see him getting scared when guys are coming at him. And again, rightfully so. You got 350-pound linemen coming to chase you down, and you have little to no protection. So has Eli lost it? No. Are people crazy when they say that? At least in my opinion, yeah. I mean, again, he's won two Super Bowls. Does he have what he had a while ago? No. But has he completely lost it? I think that's going a little bit overboard. I think that there's just so many other things going on there. Odell Beckham, with all the problems that he has on and off the field, you know, wanting to be targeted, wanting more money, you know, calling the team out, going there with Lil Wayne and whatnot on ESPN. I just think that New York is a tough place to play any sport, okay? And when you don't have everything working for you, it makes it that much more difficult. So do I think Eli's lost a few steps? Sure. Do I think Eli's completely lost it like a lot of people? Absolutely not, Mike.
Okay, next question. Jacksonville, were we a little – did we drink a little bit of the Kool-Aid with Jacksonville? Because, you know, with Jacksonville, you got Blake Bortles. And anytime you got to rely on Blake Bortles, it can be kind of a dicey situation. I think a lot of people overhyped the Jaguars. I mean, I know they have a very good defense, but you go as far as your quarterback takes you. And right now, Bortles, you know, I don't know if he's the guy that can get him back to the conference championship game or not.
Say what you want about Blake Bortles, my friend, but you look at his numbers, and he's among the tops in as far as yardage. Only has 8 touchdowns on the season, so I understand that. But with them, where's Leonard Fournette been this year? You know, he hasn't been on the field healthy for them like he was last season. And their running game isn't the same. So you take away that element of your offense, and I think that, you know, you're putting a lot more in the hands of a guy like Blake Bortles. And with that being said, I don't think he's been terrible this season. I think he's been average or a little bit better than average. Whether or not they can get back to the AFC championship game, you know, that'll be determined in a little bit. But I do hear the music. Guess we got to take a quick pause for the cause. So we're going to do that. We'll come back, obviously, and we'll continue talking NFL football. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
3 yards for a first down, 4 for a touchdown. Brady throwing corner of the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Julian Edelman.
This is Dorf on Sports.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Third and five in the gun, Mahomes from his 45. Two on the defensive line, five in the Broncos secondary. Mahomes, arms out, stretch, shotgun, snap. He's being pressured, runs to the far side. He throws a left-handed pass. It's caught by Hill. It's caught by Hill on a short pass at the 50 and runs out of bounds for a first down. He pulls a Houdini. What a play by Mahomes.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk about what's going on in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Big Paper checking in here on Facebook Live. What up to you and the Bird Gang? I don't necessarily agree with your next statement. He says we about to kick some Viking butt, and I'm not so sure that that happens. I hope so. I pray. I really would like good things for the home team. As you know, I live in Arizona. I follow these teams, the Cardinals, the Suns, the Coyotes, you name it. I'm all about them, the D-backs. I'm all about following these teams. But again, I'm also very objective about these teams, too. So, truth be told, going to be a tough task for the Arizona Cardinals on the road against the Minnesota Vikings. However, Mike Wilson, with that being said, do you know what happened for all four rookie quarterbacks last week?
Did they win?
Yes, all four rookie quarterbacks last week won. Yeah. The week before that, all four rookie quarterbacks lost. So, and I think that that's something that you have to understand when you're talking about rookie quarterbacks. There's going to be good times. There's going to be bad times. There's going to be real struggles. There's going to be some times where you're like, wow, this guy figured everything out. But for the most part, you're going to take some steps forward. You're going to take some steps back. I personally think the Vikings are chomping at the bit. They know that they had a team in the Buffalo Bills who they were favored by 17 points. I think it opened up at 16.5. This is another big number for them. They're 10.5-point favorites against the Arizona Cardinals. I would expect them to show up much better than they did against the Bills. I really look at that Bill game for them as somewhat of a wake-up call because they played much better against Philadelphia on the road the next week. How do you think the Arizona Cardinals do against this Minnesota Viking team on the road in Minneapolis?
I think Minnesota, I agree with you that the wake-up call was the Buffalo Bill game. I think Minnesota is going to be wide awake for the Arizona Cardinals today. And I think, you know, the 10-point difference is going to come to fruition, maybe a little bit more. But, you know, like you said, you got rookie quarterbacks here in Arizona with Josh Rosen. So he's as smart as that kid is. And believe me, he is a smart kid. He's still a rookie quarterback. And that Minnesota defense is, I can see them just pinning their ears back and just trying to make life as miserable as possible for Josh Rosen today. So I see Minnesota winning fairly comfortably.
Yeah, let's kind of keep it going here with quarterback talk. And the next one I want to talk to you a little bit about would be Andrew Luck, who's going up against Sam Darnold today. And I think it's interesting in the sense of Andrew Luck coming back from injury. The Colts are terrible. They're 1-4. It's not a good football team. The Jets are 2-3, have a chance to be 500. They're favored at home today. I'm not surprised, to be quite honest with you. I don't look at it as a slap in the face to the Colts. I don't look at it as disrespecting the Colts. I think they're basing this number on the fact that the Colts just haven't been that good this year. T.Y. Hilton hasn't been spectacular. They don't have a running game. Their defense isn't very good. It's all on Andrew Luck, and I hate to say it, but Andrew Luck is playing on his own out there. So the Colts, not very good. Andrew Luck back this season. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. I think the Jets win this game. And with Indianapolis and Andrew Luck, I think you and I would be in the category of that. We're Andrew Luck fans. And when Andrew Luck is playing the game of football, it's a good thing for the whole NFL. But he is playing, it almost seems, 1-on-11 out there. And you know, we talked about Eli Manning not getting a lot of protection. He's not exactly getting a lot of protection either from his offensive line. So, Sam Darnold, another rookie quarterback, he's had his ups, he's had his downs, he's had his somewhere in betweens. So I think this is another game where Darnold continues to try and figure this out, and I think the Jets get a victory today.
Okay, so another interesting quarterback situation here. Matty Ryan, Matty Ice, the Falcons. I actually think they are a good football team. I'm sorry, but they're 1-4. They've been playing without their running back, and he's not going to play again this week. So Coleman will wind up being the guy that gets the bulk of the carries for them today. But Buccaneers, Jameis Winston back. Will he have the same kind of chemistry that Fitzpatrick was having with Deshaun Jackson, first and foremost? But can the Falcons turn it around? I mean, they're 1-4. If there is a team that's 1-4 that can turn it around, I personally think it is the Atlanta Falcons.
No, I would agree. And not having their starting running back has severely hampered what Matty Ice can do. I mean, we just got done talking about, Andrew Luck kind of playing by himself out there.
Yeah.
It almost seems a little bit of that for Matty Ice as well. If there is a team that can do it, I mean, Atlanta's won. They've been to champ, conference title games, Super Bowls. You know, they know how to win. But we'll see. Without that starting running back, Devontae Freeman, man, I mean, it's tough for Matty Ice to go out and just to put his team on his shoulders. So we'll see. I think Atlanta does get it done. I think it's close. But with Jameis back, you wonder how the team's going to respond to him if he's still trying to get the trust of his teammates back after being gone. But I think Atlanta does win today.
Big game in their division today. The Steelers and the Bengals going at it. Bengals are 4-1. Are they legit, first and foremost? Number two, the Steelers seem like they're starting to figure it out without Le'Veon Bell. And I think moving forward, they just maybe have to sort of say, look, we don't have Le'Veon Bell, and we need to play with the guys that we have. And James Conner, let's be honest, he's been pretty good. He's not Le'Veon Bell good, but he's been pretty good. Are the Bengals as good as their record? Are you surprised that they're having this good of a season with the turmoil that they went through last season? You know, Marv Lewis fired, rehired, whatever, back in yeah. You know, calling things for them. And then Tomlin, let's be honest, Tomlin has been a little shaky there for him too. How big of a game is this for both of these guys, man?
This is huge. Like this is huge for both teams. And I think the team that can control its emotions the best, because let's face it, when these two teams get together, there's some cheap shots, there's some hard hits. I mean, we all remember the hit that Juju Smith-Schuster laid out last year, and then Antonio Brown, took a hit from the safeties and stuff. So these two coaches have to really tell their teams and their squads, hey, control your emotions. We don't need cheap penalties. We don't need unsportsmanlike conduct or targeting or anything like that at a critical juncture in the game. So I think whichever team keeps its cool is going to win this game. And right now, since the Bengals are at home, I'd probably give the slight edge to the Bengals.
Hey, speaking of emotions and all that, real quickly, Chargers playing the Browns. Two emotional quarterbacks there, Philip Rivers, right, and obviously the youngster Baker Mayfield. Is this class time, or is this the Browns making a statement?
I think the Chargers go into Cleveland and handle their business. I think they do. I just think the Chargers go in there and beat them. Cleveland's still a young team, still learning how to try and figure this thing out. So I think Philip Rivers gives them chalkboard time. It's school time.
All right. Phillip so Rivers. when we come back, we're going to go through all the games, give you our predictions as to what we think happens. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Rosen under center, barking up the call, takes. It's play action. Rosen setting up with time, looks deep, fires deep, got a man wide open inside the 30. It's caught by Kirk at the 20, at the 10. Touchdown! Josh Rosen with a strike, caught by Kirk, rookie to rookie. 75-yard touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Back in. I just like to kind of let that music play out a little bit. Sorry about that, Scott. But get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Mike Wilson, hit him up on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so at this time, each and every Sunday, we do talk about the games that are going to happen. And again, you can always catch me late night starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America as I recap all the games from Sunday. And then we look forward to what happens on Monday night. And this week it'll be the 49ers going to Green Bay. So we'll talk about all that stuff again later on tonight when I recap everything on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But, Mike, at this time, it's time to get through the games for today, and we're going to start with the Buccaneers and the Falcons, who are playing at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. Falcons are 1-4. Buccaneers are 2-2. I love the Falcons here, man. I'm sorry, but yeah. I just think that Jameis Winston coming back, I think that there's going to be a little bit of time to figure things out. Matty Ice has been good this year. Say what you want, whether or not he's had the running game to go with it. He's been good. He's found Ridley a lot this year. That rookie's having a great season. So I like Matty Ice and the Falcons to figure out a way to beat the Buccaneers today. How about you?
Ditto. You know, I think Atlanta figures it out today, and they get a victory over Tampa Bay.
All right, Steelers and Bengals going at it again. This is a big one in the division. Steelers can bring themselves a little bit closer to the Bengals. Bengals have gotten out of the gates really well. Look, the one thing that I wonder about them is when do they shoot themselves in the foot? When do they start having some mental breakdowns like they usually do? But with that being said, Bengals or Steelers, man? Who do you got?
I'm actually going to go with Cincinnati today. And I think Cincinnati by like 3 to 6 points, somewhere in there. I just think that Steeler defense is too leaky for me still. Tomlin, I don't know about Tomlin anymore, man. I got my doubts about him, whether he has control of that locker room. And I think Pittsburgh gets a penalty or two called on him at an inopportune time. And Cincinnati takes advantage and Cincinnati wins.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning that way too, but I do know that in big division games, you know, the Steelers are still a team to kind of watch out for. But this is an opportunity for the Bengals to really put some separation between themselves and the other guys in the division. Chargers and Browns. I like the Chargers to get it done. I know they're a warm weather team going into Cleveland, Ohio, First Energy Stadium, where it's going to be about 50 degrees, but the sun will be out. I think Phillip Rivers wants to show this rookie, I'm the guy that's in charge. And speaking of charge, I've got the Chargers. So I'm taking the Chargers to beat the Browns, but I think it's going to be a close game.
I'm right there with you. I think Phillip Rivers shows Cleveland that he is still one of the top quarterbacks in the National Football League, and they get it done, just like you said, in a close game.
Seahawks and Raiders, man, two teams that are both struggling a certain degree. Seahawks are 2-3. The Raiders, 1-4, finally get a victory over the Cleveland Browns in overtime at that. But Derek Carr has struggled. Russell Wilson doesn't have a lot of great options. I think this is a pretty ugly football game. But with that being said, I'm going to take the Seahawks to squeak it by on the road, man.
Man, you and I are agreeing more than usual today. I'm going to go with Seattle. I just think Seattle has more talent. When you look at the two quarterbacks, most people are going to go with Russell Wilson. So I'm going to roll with Russ today for the Seahawks to get it done.
All right, Bears and Dolphins going at it. Bears coming off of their bye week. They're 3-1. Things are going pretty well for them, let's be honest. Dolphins 3-2. They always get out of the gates quick, and then all of a sudden they slow down. Ryan Tannehill, Mitch Trubisky going at it today for the quarterbacks. I think the Bears are going to struggle. You're looking at a pretty hot day there in Miami, 87 degrees. Humidity could play a factor, and I think it's tough when you're coming from the 40s or 50s and having to go play a team that's comfortable and used to playing in the 80s. So I like the Dolphins to somehow figure out a way to get it done. And I know that the Bears are a touchdown favorite, but I'm going with the Dolphins because I think fatigue plays a factor.
Once again, Dorf, I'm right there with you. Humidity, you can never underestimate that Florida humidity. I'm going to roll with the Dolphins today.
Cardinals and Vikings, obviously the Vikings, you know, coming off of a victory, the Cardinals coming off of a victory, something that we haven't been able to say for them. Josh Rosen getting his second start now, I believe, on the road as a rookie quarterback. Kirk Cousins looks to be figuring things out. He's got great weapons, Thielen and Diggs and other guys. And I do believe that Dalvin Cook is going to play about half the snaps today. David Johnson's going to have to be effective for the Arizona Cardinals. Christian Kirk is going to have to make some plays. And Josh Rosen is going to have to not necessarily look like a rookie. Is that asking too much to go into Minnesota and not look like a rookie against the Vikings?
Yeah. Right now, because I just think Minnesota's better. They got better personnel, and I think Minnesota just kind of runs right over Arizona today.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like the Vikes today. I think that the Bills game was somewhat of a wake-up call for them, and the Vikings are now a team that is a lot more focused. Speaking of focused, I don't know if either one of these teams are focused at the moment. But I'll give the edge to the Jets as far as being a little bit more focused. But the Colts playing the Jets today, Colts are 1-4, Jets are 2-3. I think this is a great opportunity for the Jets to get back to 500, play a Colts team that's wounded, beaten up, and depending on Andrew Luck to throw the ball about 60 times. So I like the Jets, man.
Yeah, Jets by a touchdown today. Yeah, Jets all day.
All right, Panthers and Redskins. I think this is going to be a good football game, to be honest with you. I Alex Smith, obviously, he's played relatively well for the Redskins so far. The Panthers, Cam Newton, figuring out how to use Christian McCaffrey and some of those other weapons, excuse me, that he has as well. I think this is a good game. I really do. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Redskins figure out a way to win it. But with that being said, I am going to take Cam and the Panthers to figure out a way to get it done against the Redskins on the road.
You know what? I'm just going to be contrarian to your thought process there. I'm going to go with the Redskins today. They're going to figure this out. Even though my brain is telling me Carolina, just to be different from Udorf, I'm going to go with the Redskins.
About time we disagree on something, because we've been neck and neck with these and we're both saying the same thing. Bills and Texans, I like the Texans, man. I love Deshaun Watson. I think this guy is just a spectacular athlete. He's so fun to watch. I think the Texans are about ready to make a little bit of a run. I like the Texans to beat up on the Bills, Josh Allen, and this Buffalo Bill team coming into Texas, another spot again where humidity and heat could play a little bit of a factor. You're talking about the Bills, who are a cold weather team going into 83 degrees. So I like the Texans to figure out a way and get themselves back to 500.
Texans by 2 touchdowns today. Deshaun breaks it out, and I think it's Houston by 2 touchdowns.
All right, man, I'm with you. Rams and the Broncos. Is this a spot where the Rams could go down in that mile high, obviously, of Denver? Also, check this out, brother. We've been talking about weather and how it's going to play a factor. 23 degrees in Denver, Colorado for those Los Angeles Rams who definitely like to play in warm weather. Is this a spot where the Broncos can find a way to beat the mighty Rams who are 5-0 this season?
They certainly could. I mean, we just got done talking about how heat plays a role. Well, you know, that rarefied air up there in Denver and the temperature being at 23 I believe makes this a closer game than we think. But I think in the end, the Rams just have too many weapons. And I think Brandon Cooks, ex-Oregon State guy, makes some plays today to help his team.
And Todd Gurley running the ball pretty effectively, especially if the weather's cold. So I'm with you, man. Right. I like the Rams. I think they figure out a way to beat the Broncos, who really aren't that great, to be quite honest with you. Jaguars and Cowboys. Jaguars need a victory. Cowboys need a victory. Cowboys are struggling, to be quite honest with you. A lot of talk about Dak Prescott, and you're talking about Blake Bortles. Which one of these two quarterbacks can shine?
Exactly. It's going to come down to, you know, the quarterback play. I mean, Jacksonville has that defense. Dallas, you know, you could spend all day talking about that, but I think Jacksonville goes in there. I think Bortles has just one of those games where he just plays a little bit above his pay grade, and they get it done in Big D.
Yeah, I like Jacksonville. I think that defense will be just too much, and they'll confuse Dak Prescott and figure out a way to turn him over just enough to get the victory. Ravens and Titans, man, this is an interesting game. Both these teams, 3-2, they both could use a victory. Titans at home should be kind of some weather playing factor here too. 59 degrees and rainy. Who do you like?
I'm going to go with Baltimore. There's something that tells me Baltimore – you know, getting that victory over Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh did a lot for their confidence, and going into Tennessee is not going to be a big deal for them. Weather is not going to be a big deal for them either, because they play in that AFC North, so they have to deal with weather all the time. So I'm going to go with Baltimore by about 10 points.
I'm going to say the Titans figure out a way to get the upset at home. They've been 2-0. They're pretty solid at home. So I'm going to take the Titans. Chiefs and Patriots, man, that's the Sunday night game. And you and I have talked a little bit about it already. Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady. Can the Chiefs keep this offensive juggernaut going? Will the Patriots have the formula to shut it down? What do you think?
Well, you know, if there's a coach that can shut something down and give him some prep time like Belichick can, you would think that he's going to have something special drawn up for Mahomes and his crew. But on the other side of the coin is Andy Reid. And if you don't think Andy Reid's going to have something special dialed up for that Patriot defense with his offensive juggernaut that he has, then you're kidding yourself. I'm going to go with Kansas City in the upset and go in the Foxborough and get the dub.
Wow, Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, I'm right there with you, but for some reason I can't go against the Patriots at home, who are 3-0 at home. I'm taking the Patriots. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back and wrap things up, and we'll give you our preview or our pick on the Packers and 49ers Monday night as well. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today as we are just about to watch NFL football. Quick reminder, you can catch me later on tonight on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Get that all over the world on Sirius XM, channel 203, if I'm not mistaken. And I obviously break down all the action from what happened on Sunday's games, and then take a look at what's going to happen on Monday night. Speaking of which, real quickly, Packers or 49ers, who gets it done on Monday night, Mike Wilson? I would have to say he thinks that it's the Green Bay Packers. But anyways, we'll just move right on, and we'll get into our parting shots and final thoughts onto what we think is going to happen, or just kind of a final thought, at least in my head, because Mike's not with me anymore. He decided to bow out a little early. So I'll just give you my final thoughts and my final takes here on the week that was and what we still have to come. Look, baseball is in full throttle, people. You've got to really be excited about the postseason. First and foremost, you have a team in the Milwaukee Brewers that's in there, and they are such a small market team. It's really good to see them hanging with the big dogs like the Los Angeles Dodgers and have a shot to play a team like either the Houston Astros or the Red Sox. I just think it's such a cool story. And if you can't get behind it, anyways, a lot to talk about as far as the NFL goes too, because a lot of good games there today, man. I'm excited. I'm really excited, to be quite honest with you. But I know I hear the music behind me. It means I got to get the heck out of Dodge. So I'm going to do that. So for Mike Wilson, for Scott on the other side of the glass, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. It has been another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey! Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.